For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
God, but in the name of Jesus, I declare over your children in this month of August, as your word come to them, may bring transformation to their lives. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the remaining days of this month, whatever belongs to you that has not happened, anything calculated by God to happen to your life in August 2020, none of them will miss you in the name of Jesus. I declare over everything that needs to be put in place for your testimonies. Whatsoever is your question, may they be answered this morning. In the name of Jesus. Whatsoever is your expectation, may it be delivered to you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatsoever you are trusting God for, may it be granted over to you this morning. I pray for the touch of God over you. Everyone connected, listening to us. As the word, the Bible says, he sent forth his word and it healed them. May healing in your body, healing in your soul, healing in your spirit be available to you as the word comfort. I prophesy to your mind. Hallelujah. I prophesy to your mind that your mind be open to instruction. May your mind be open to reproof. May your mind be open to correction. That may your life move further as God speaks to us this morning. Father, thank you. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. James 1:21. Praise God. James 1:21. Hallelujah. Praise God. James 1:21. Welcome to church. Welcome your neighbor and say, welcome to church. Hallelujah. For this day is blessed. Are you in the blessed state? Hallelujah. Are you happy that Apostle Romeo was in town? Are you happy? Hallelujah. We thank God for his faithfulness and for his encounter. We cannot be the same. Hallelujah. James 1:21. Praise God. We've been looking at character in the month of August. Is that right? Praise God. I want to remind us by way of introduction, I want you to know that your lifestyle, your character is stronger than your prayer life, or can be stronger than your prayer life. Altogether, you can pray for 2 weeks and neutralize your prayer by one single character. Is it true? You can fast for 7 days dry and one character problem can neutralize everything you have prayed for. Praise God. So your character, your lifestyle, as we have been looking at, and I thank God that it has really been a blessing. I got a lot of calls this week from people listening to the messages, and it's encouraging to know that it's really blessing us. Praise God. And as we look at our character and seek to advance, as we get better with our character, you will not pray long prayers and then neutralize with your character, but you become better and effective people in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we've looked at character, we look at courtesy and protocol. Last week we look at the pitfall of pride. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
What was our topic last Sunday? What was the topic for last Sunday? The pitfall of pride. Hallelujah. Today we are looking at the virtue of humility. The virtue of humility. The virtue of humility. James 1:21. The Bible says, Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word of God, which is able to what? Save your souls. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Wherefore, lay aside all filthiness and superfluity. Okay, let's read it all together. Praise God. 1, 2, 3, go. What that means is you cannot even receive the word of God until your heart is humble. Is that correct? The virtue of humility. That means until you lay aside filthiness, that is sin, as per beauty of naughtiness, stubbornness, and you are stubborn, as the word of God is coming, if the pastor says something you do, you are not happy, you frown your face. If he say what you like, you know, many people have a way of, if the pastor says what they like, they are interested. But when he says something against them, they frown their face. Why should he say it? Hallelujah. But you must learn that stubbornness, that naughtiness. Have you seen a stubborn boy? The parents are correcting him, he's stubborn. Today she will not be corrected. But we say, lay it and then put on meekness. That is humility, so that you can receive the engrafted word of God. And that is the word of God that is able to save your souls. I pray for you tonight. I pray for myself that your heart will be humble. In the name of Proverbs 16 verse 19. Proverbs 16, 19. The virtue of humility. Proverbs 16, 19. And then finally Colossians 3, 2, 12. And then we start. Proverbs 16, 19. Bible says, better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Are we together? Now the proud people have a spoil. Hallelujah. And they are dividing. And then those that are broke. Bible says, better you be with those that are broke and you are humble than to be with the proud that have riches. Praise God. Praise God. Now Colossians 3 verse 12. Colossians 3 12. Colossians chapter 3 verse 12. Put on therefore. Hallelujah. That means you have to wear it. Is that true? Put it on. As the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, you are putting on these things, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering. Now I want you to remember that God does not humble people. God only humiliates people. You hear what I said? God doesn't humble people. God humiliates people. You cannot pray and say, God humble me. No, God will give you the grace to be humble. Shall I come again? God does not humble people. God gives people the grace to be humble. God only humiliates people. That is, if you refuse to be humble, God can humiliate you, but God cannot say, you, I've decided to make you humble. When God is making you humble, that means he's humiliating you. Are we together? So it is your responsibility to put on humility. It's your responsibility to decide to be humble. To practice it, to grow in being humble. And that is why the word of God is available to us, that to teach us how do we become humble. All together? Or how do somebody really become humble? Now, to be humble means right estimation of self. To be humble means you have right estimation. Right estimation of yourself. That means you are not pretentious and you are not over-assumptious. All together? Right estimation of self. That means you are not presumptuous and you are not over assumption of yourself. Now, there are a lot of pseudo form of humility nowadays. Example, let's say you are a music minister and then somebody call you minister XYZ. So, you know, I'm not a minister, I'm not a minister, I've never reached that level. That is not humility. That is not humility at all. If you decide not to use minister something, that is your style. But the fact that you refuse to use that title doesn't make you humble. All together? Like a man of God now walking and then somebody wants to collect your Bible and then you say, no, don't collect my Bible, I want to carry my Bible. That doesn't make you humble. That could be your style. You don't like people to come, but because of somebody, I know I'm a humble person, nobody carry my Bible. That is not humility. Are we together? That is fake. It could be your style that nobody carry your Bible. One time I was the protocol of one of the humblest men in Nigeria, apart from Daddy Adeboye. Not central, I don't want to mention his name. But when you say humility in Nigeria, he's number two. Hallelujah. He doesn't even bear the title pastor. I was his protocol one time, one of the conferences. I was the head protocol, so I was with him. So I used to hear that people say nobody carries his Bible. So I say, since I'm head protocol, I'm the one directly under him, I will test it today. Your Bible. He gave me his Bible and everything free of charge. I was shocked. The fact that nobody carries your Bible doesn't make you humble. It could be your style of ministry. That is not humility. Altogether, the fact that, let's say, you have somebody that wants to polish your shoe, wants to clean your shoe, you are his leader, and then you say, no, nobody. If you don't want it, it could be your style. But that doesn't make the master of humility, Jesus Christ. Peter and Paul and the rest of them, they were the one cooking for him. Have you read that in your Bible? Where will you want us to prepare the supper for you? Say, go to so and so and prepare the dinner. He came and ate. Is it true? In John chapter 4, when he was with the widow, the Bible said the disciples went to buy food. He didn't go with them to the market and they were shopping tomatoes. Shopping, no. He waited for them and they went and bought it and brought it. Is that right? No. The fact that you are being humble and honored and then you decide to take, you refuse the privilege, that doesn't make you humble altogether. The next thing, right, like you should be in front. You are a minister, or you are invited, or you are somebody honorable, and then you are supposed to be in front. I say, no, me, I don't like sitting in the front, I like sitting in the back. That isn't humility. How to get that? That is not at all. Denying a privilege or a right that you have could be your style. Like me, I don't like sitting in the front, but that doesn't mean you are humble. How to get that? So we really need to understand what truly is humility, so that a lot of things that people do will not deceive us. If I have the right to sit in front, I will walk to the front and sit. If I have the privilege of being driven, I have a driver, I will sit in the honor corner comfortably. If I have the privilege to be honored, I will accept the honor. Are we together? So accepting an honor, accepting the privilege is not pride. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah, so we need to understand what truly is humility, so that all this fake form of humility will not deceive us. Now, if it's your style of doing things, don't make anybody doing it. If you don't bear the title of your office, let's say you are called to be a prophet, and say, me, I don't want to be a prophet, just call me Jotham Boba Adams. That doesn't make me humble. It's because that is my style. I don't want to be an apostle. That is my style. The person bearing apostle doesn't make him proud. Do you understand that? I don't like ministry title. It's my style. Somebody else will like it, and he's being called by that name. That is his style. That doesn't make me more humble than him. So we need to, I want to clear this air so that our mind can be open to understand the word of God as we preach today. Today, I would get that. I'll really explain to us, if you have a good clothes that you should wear, I say that, you just look around, why should I be wearing this expensive clothes? I am a humble, I'm an easygoing person. Wear it. That is not pride. You should wear a cologne, a perfume. Wear the perfume. If you can afford an iPhone, buy it. I would get that. Anything that God has given you, you should have the privilege to enjoy them. The problem, don't forget, we look at Colossians 3 verse 12. The Bible says, put on bowels of mercy, kindness, and humbleness of what? Mind. It's in the mind, altogether. Primarily the state of your mind. Primarily. Primarily. So it's not always external. Even though if your heart is truly humble, it will show outwardly. But don't forget, humility is primary of the heart. Say with me, humility is primarily the state of the heart. Hallelujah. So when somebody refuses to be bullied, doesn't make him proud. Are we together? You know, some people say, if somebody is mashing your leg, remove your leg, slap you, keep quiet, does this kind of thing, keep quiet, that means you are humble. That really isn't humility. Let me know that. To be abused and you take abuse doesn't make you humble. It makes you foolish. Somebody is always trampling on your right. You're keeping quiet. Somebody is abusing you. That isn't humility. Denying your right is not humility. Are we together? What is yours should be yours. Accepting what God has given you rightly is yours. Humility is right estimation of yourself. If God has put you at the top, you should be at the top. You are humble at being at the top. Hope you know that. If God has made you wealthy, be wealthy. That is your right estimation. If God has made you spiritual, you pray. And denying your spiritual capacity is not humility. If you can sing very well and we say, we need somebody that can sing, me, I'm high now, I don't want to show myself. That is pride, actually. It's not humility. Do you understand that? You can sing, we need somebody to sing, no, I don't want to show myself. You are proud. Are we together? You can perform a spiritual function and you are grateful for it and we need you. You should be available. If you are not available thinking you don't want to show your talent, you are proud. You are not actually humble, you are proud. Because you should be available to do that. Are we together? So, what are the factors that influence humility? Normally, when you see a humble person, humility is not something that is inborn. It's not natural with men. Are we together? If you have ever seen one humble person, there are factors that made him humble. Praise God. If you have ever seen a humble person, there are what? Factors that made them humble. Nobody is humble by default. Because your father is a Adeboye, doesn't make you humble. Do you understand that? Because you are the son of Moses, the meekest man of the world, doesn't make you humble. There are factors, if you have ever seen somebody like that, there are factors that made him humble. He was not born this way.
Are we together? And let me say something before you continue. You cannot be, actually, you cannot really be humble towards God. Have you ever read in your Bible, he that is humble to me? Have you read that? You should have read that. Now, humility to God, when you say I am humble to me, you can only be humble to somebody that is lower than you. Is that true? Is it true? That you be humble to somebody above you? No, the person is above you. Are you getting me at all? Now, somebody is naturally ahead of you. You cannot be, because you don't really have what he has. So what are you humble about? He's ahead of you. Is that true? Now, can you, God, what is it that can be proud to God about? Your spirituality? Your money? Your looks? Because you can, anytime you read your Bible, Isaiah 66, anytime the Bible says, this is humble towards me, that means he obeyed the word of God. To be humble towards God means to obey his instructions. Altogether, Isaiah 66 verse 2, Isaiah 66 verse 2, anywhere you see somebody is humble. When David was humble, God gave him instruction and he obeyed. Altogether, so anybody that obeys the instruction of God, that's what Bible calls humility towards God. Because you cannot be humble towards God. Why is it I have God, I don't want to show you I can sing? Who gave you the voice? I don't want to show my final. There's nothing you can be, really be humble towards. Altogether. Alright, so what are the formulas that inflates humility? Number one, if you have ever seen somebody humble, number one is because of their past experiences and their histories. In Daniel chapter 4 verse 37, Daniel, when you see somebody humble, check his past. He has a past or an experience that taught him humility. How do you get that? Now, Daniel chapter 37, now remember last week we looked at pride and we looked at verse 30. Verse 30, when he was walking in his balcony, he looked at Babylon. And he said, this is Babylon whom I have built by my strength. Is that true? Come on, is that true? He was bragging about Babylon, which he really built. Then God said, depart to the wilderness, the kingdom is taken up. And he became an animal for years. And then later he got back his senses. All together? When he got back his senses, look at his confession in verse 37. Now, I Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of Heaven. Hallelujah. Before he was not exalting me. Altogether, he was not exalting God. Now, that is after I've become an animal for 7 years eating grass. After I have been taught humility. Now I exalt and praise God. And honor the King of Heaven. All whose words are truth. And his ways judgment. And those that walk in pride. He is able to what? Obey. Don't forget, he walked in pride and God humbled him. Now he has come back and you see somebody truly humble. He had an experience that humbled him in the past. Okay, that? When you see somebody that is really broken, this is humble. No, he was not born that way. That was, maybe there was a time he was proud. And God showed him that I am God. And because of that, he has learned that it's nothing. So he is compelled to humble himself. Altogether. So because of your past experience. So if you have never been proud and God has humbled you before, you will not really know humility. Until God has humbled you, you thought you can sing very well. And one day God showed you that I gave you the voice. I gave you the anointing. And then you sang, especially it was a crowd. Altogether. You are ready. You are ready to kill them who scatter this ground today. You are ready with the mic. And then that day you are backward. You will not believe yourself. You know, you'll be forced to be humble, two of us. You woke up the day without even praying to the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, help me. You were ready. Just going to took the mic. Hallelujah. We are here to exalt you. Come on, down. I know you'll be blessed tonight. And then just flow. And then by the end of the ministry, you know you didn't bless anybody. Even yourself, no. That if you are in the old days, you'll not clap. The next time you're going up, you'll be praying, God, help me. God, help me. Two of us. Well, because of that experience has taught you humility. Hallelujah. Number two. When you see somebody that is humble, he has realized his weakness and his inabilities. Any Galatians 6 verse 1. Factors that make people to be humble, if you have ever seen one. Number two is, those people or individuals have realized their weaknesses and their inabilities. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, are we together? Brethren, if a man should fall, you caught somebody in fornication. You have somebody that is smoking. You have somebody in one sin or the other. Altogether, you that are spiritual. Can we shout hallelujah? You that are spiritual. Restore such an individual with the what? The spirit of what? Meekness, humility. Considering yourself. Let you also be what?
be tempted. Because you realize that when you see somebody fall and you see somebody truly humble, you too can fall. Don't forget I told out a character, you can be born. You, everybody, there is a demon in every angel. Is that true? I said that the phrase, is that correct? Angel Michael today, if he rebel, he can become Lucifer. In every angel, there is a choice for both good and evil. You too can fall. I read the book of one woman of God, one of the biggest women of God in Nigeria one time. I wrote her book. The title of the book is Don't Give Up Yet or something like that. She spoke against divorce, against divorce, against divorce. She was against it, spoke against it. And finally, she divorced her husband. Yes. I've heard people speaking about it because when you see people are proud about their ability, because you don't know how weak and vulnerable you are. If you think you cannot fall to sex, just keep quiet. You have never been in a corner with a lady that is well cuffed, you alone, and nobody will know except God and the devil. Then you will know whether you are strong. How's it going? When you think you cannot steal money until you are in an opportunity when the record does not show the money came in and nobody will know, and then you can truly show. No, you will never know that Adam will rebel if there was only three in the garden, two of us. That's true. So most people have never really had opportunity. I think they are spiritual. By the way, I am speaking in tongues. People fornicated while speaking in tongues. I heard of a man that after fornicating, he got up to the angle. Yes! Oh my goodness. After fornicating, he goes to the room. He spoke in tongues to think whether the tongue was still around. Shabalada, balada. I can speak in tongues too. Yes, right after. In the Old Testament, when there was no even tongues, something from the light from a prostitute, the anointing was on him. Pull the gate off. Is that correct? So when people realize their weakness, when you know that you are not truly good, you'll be humble. Is it true? When you realize that you are not truly academically sound, you will not brag about your first class. So when you see somebody that is humble, that person has actually realized his weakness. Number three, when you see a humble person, it means those people have genuinely surrendered their life to God. And then the Holy Spirit has worked on them greatly. Any person you have ever met that is humble meant there was a point in their life that they genuinely surrendered themselves to God. And there is a working of the Holy Spirit that can make somebody humble. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 21 and then 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 4. 1 Corinthians 4 21, 1 Peter 3 verse 4. It means they surrender themselves to the Holy Spirit and then the Holy Ghost walked on them. What will ye? Shall I come unto you with the rod or in love and in the spirit of meekness? Hallelujah. 1 Peter 3 verse 4. That means there is a way you can yield yourself to God. So that by the dealings of the Holy Spirit, now, it's not because of your past experience, it's not because of your relationship, but the Holy Spirit has worked on your heart and made you compatible with the Spirit so that you can be humble. Are we together?
Yes,
hallelujah. 1 Peter 3 verse 4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart. When you read back from verse 1, talking about husband and wife, talking about the wife, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Hallelujah. So the more you pray in tongues, the more you study your Bible, the more you serve God, the more you worship Him, normally your pride gets broken. Altogether, your confidence will be... Because I got to realize that the more you know God, the more you know that you don't know. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Because the more you know God, the more you know that you don't know Him. So the more He deals with you, the more He deals with you, He reveals your character. You are harsh, you are proud, you have bitterness in you. The more the Holy Spirit deals with you, you naturally tend towards humility. Are we together? Hallelujah. Number four, when you ever see somebody that is humble, it means they have gotten a level of knowledge and understanding about humility. That means James chapter 3 verse 13. Knowledge and understanding boosts humility. Are we together? Knowledge and understanding does what? Boosts humility. Professors are more humble than an undergraduate first employee lecturer. Have you noticed? Have you noticed? Who is a wise man and endue with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation. Endue with knowledge. Are we together? Let him show out of good conversation. His words with meekness of wisdom. Now, you know those lecturers they employ other undergraduate and they start taking courses. Have you noticed they are more
proud than professors. All of us are going to school. It's not true. A professor will come and solve simple exam for you, but those ones, they want to show the notebook. They want to know. Hallelujah. Naturally, the more you know, the more you'll be humble. The more you know that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, you will be more humble. The more that you know that it's not your talent that will make your music to sell, you will be humble. Is it true? The more you know that it is, you can be sick tomorrow and that is the end of your story. The more you know that your father's wealth can end, anything you are bragging about can be taken away from you in a split of a second. The more you know this thing, the more humbler you become. The more meek you become. So most time, pride, don't forget that, like I said last week, pride is a show or a venting of ignorance. The more ignorant you become, the more proudful you become. Like I said, some people think that they cannot be touched. They are untouchable. They have security. They have police, civil defense, soldiers, special force, DSS, and they are still wasted like chicken. All together? Some people think they have bulletproof cars and they are also witchproof. But there's a level of witchcraft that is higher than another level of witchcraft. True of us. So most of the time when you see people proud because they don't really know the truth. So knowledge boosts your humility. Are we together? So you meet a humble person, it shows that he has really known a lot. The more you know, it's a common saying that the empty barrel makes what? Is it true? The empty barrel. Most people that know are quiet. This one I don't know. Let me come. Most people that really know. You know, from first class, they don't really make noise. They don't make noise. People that have money don't make noise. They will not be complaining, this food is not good. You don't even hear them say anything. They'll just go and buy the food they like. So more than people that make noise are proud people because they don't really know. Are we together? And then finally, many, if you meet somebody that is humble, and then especially the person is up, it means he has recognized his undeserved upliftment by God and man. When you see somebody like that, they are therefore lifted at his level of power and at his level of influence. It means he recognized. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 8. He recognized where God picked him from. Are we together? God was speaking to David. He said, I picked you up from the sheep cold. Now therefore, so shall thou say unto my servant David, thus shall the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheep cold, from nothing. You are from Ondo State, not even from the capital. You are from one of the local government. Not even from the good local government, from one of the bad local government. You know the way the father's house looks like. You know the way everybody, but look at the way God has picked you. Educated, you are given a platform, a level of knowledge. When you know that the lifting you have is undeserved, you will be humble. What do you think you did to God to make you that so handsome or beautiful that you are? When you look at your father, look at your mother, your genitals, you don't look like your son. Is that not true? My neighbor took their children to office. Clean boy, clean girl. The people in the office say, are you sure these are your children? But they don't look like the two of you. Is that not true? The children are clean. Now, the child will grow up now and begin to think he's handsome or she's a slave queen. Ignorant knowing that her beauty is not deserved because what she really deserves is a combination of her father and her mother. True of us. Yes, so you know that that lifting is not deserved. Like I always say, I remember when I was announced NCCF president that time in camp, I wept publicly. Not really because of capacity, but when I looked at where I am from, where I met God, the journey with God, how he started revealing himself to me, how his power started working in my life, I could not believe I could be at this level of influence. You will be forced to be humble. But you think because you are spiritual, you can speak in tongues, Shabbalakata, you know Hebrew and Greek and even Latin. You think because you can worship, when you worship, even chairs start vibrating. You are anointed. And then you are given a privilege, you'll be proud. That is why always I was telling men that anybody that thinks he deserves an office doesn't deserve it. Anyway, when you see somebody that thinks that I should be the prayer coordinator, he doesn't. You put him in that office, it's a chaos. Most times, people that don't feel they deserve it are really the ones competent for it. Are we together? Now, what is the test for humility? Now, in case you are thinking you are humble now, I will give you some tests, and then you will test your life. Are we together? Test for humility. These are acid tests. Number one is unchanging loyalty, submission, and teachability to authority. Now, that is not the end. Unchanging loyalty, submission, teachability to authorities despite divine exaltation. Exodus chapter 18 from verse 13 to 34. Unchanging loyalty, submission, teachability to authorities despite divine upliftment and exaltation. Exodus chapter 18 from verse 13 to 24. Exodus 18, 13 to 24. Now, hallelujah. Now, listen to me. In the days of Moses, who was the most anointed person? Come on. Everybody, are we together? In the days of Moses, who was the most anointed person? In the Old Testament, the anointing is only on two people. Who and who? Anybody that is a king is the one that has the Holy Spirit and then the prophet. If you are none of it, it's not upon you. That means in the days of Moses, he was the only prophet. He was the only one that had the Holy Spirit. Is that correct? He was the only one that saw God face to face. He was the only one that, imagine parting the Red Sea. If it is you, after that miracle, Makilabaya. You are called. Imagine he created the miracles he did. But in Exodus 18, what happened was, he was counseling the people from morning to night. A chapter before, his father-in-law, Jethro, from the Midian, not even a believer, a priest in Midian, came and met Moses. Moses was sitting in the morning counseling, morning to night. And then Jethro came and met him. And said, this thing you are doing, you will kill yourself. Let me advise you. How dare you speak to me like that? You know who am I? I speak to God face to face. You are not even a believer. I don't talk of knowing. Do you know how God spoke to me? That was what Moses did. The father-in-law advised him, and with this profile, he listened to him and implemented his advice. But the father-in-law said that if God from 13 to 24, and it came to pass on the morrow that Moses started to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses the morning to the evening. Altogether, yes. And when Moses' father-in-law saw that all that he did, he said, what is it that you do? Why stand thou thyself alone and all the people stand by thee from the morning to night? That is the story. Altogether, Moses listened to his advice. There are people, a little level of lifting, they cannot listen to anybody. At his level of lifting, he could listen to father-in-law. There are people, a little promotion, a little venza. Look at what, who is the pastor? How can he talk to me like that? A little promotion, 6 zeros in your account. You are already peacockish. Nobody can correct you. So even though God has lifted you up, you are still correctable. You are still teachable. You are still loyal and submissive. Do you understand that? That's test number one. Number two. Conscious self-abasement despite divine upliftment. Conscious self-abasement despite divine upliftment. Philippians 2 verse 7 and then John 13 verse 3 to 4. Philippians 2 verse 7. John 13 verse 3 to 4. Now this is conscious self. You are the one debasing yourself. All together. Philippians 2, 7, sir. From verse 1, let this mind be in you, who was also in Christ. Is that correct? Who being in the form of God, does not know pray to be. What the Bible says, what? But he made himself. Altogether, what does he say? Now, don't forget that it is not the people that made him. Now, so if I come here, and I should be honored, you should not be the one telling me, I make yourself. Even Jesus Christ made himself. No. Jesus Christ was the one that made himself. Altogether. So consciously he decided to make himself of no reputation and took the form. So God has lifted me up. If I'm supposed to be at a position and I am the one that refuses. You know, most times when we have conferences, we have programs, and then we are supposed to honor a man of God. Is that not true? Most times we say, so this one, like the story I told you in the beginning. See, that man of God don't collect honorarium. No, he's very, very humble. He even said, take your money, keep your money. I say, no. Keep the honorarium. If he refuses, then you take it back. But that doesn't mean you don't even give the gesture. Do you understand what I said? No, if he decides not to accept it, that is his own issue. But on your part, give the gesture. Somebody is visiting you that deserves a malt. Buy the malt. If he says, no, I'm okay with the water, that is because he decided. Somebody coming that should be picked in a car. Pick him in a car. If he says, I'm okay with a kidnapper, that is his own side. Altogether, let the person be the one to make it. So when you have a privilege or opportunities and then you decided to humble yourself. The Bible says that people are little in their own eyes. People are praising you and they should praise you. Now let me tell you something. Once a man of God is anointed and he ministers and people get blessed, God take the honor and the man take the blessing. Are you together? It is not wrong to honor a man of God. It is not wrong. You honor God but you bless the vessel. Are you together? Come on, are you together?
Yes, sir.
I speak to one of my fathers in the faith. One time he made me a leader in a particular place. That's this week. And I'm saying, over 4 or 6 years ago, I sent him a message. I said, thank you so much for giving me that platform. It really changed my life. He said, who is it to deny what God has chosen? I said, no. The fact that God has chosen me, you can't refuse. How do you know that? Do you know that? God can say, this is the next music director. If I'm the one to appoint, what do you know? I can refuse. Is it the God that chooses the president of Nigeria? Okay. It's not everything that happens that God does it, or that is done by God. What do you know that? A man has the will to accept and enforce it. If you refuse, it will not happen. Do you know that?
Yes.
Or you think everything that happens to your life is God? When God says you are will be prosperous, you'll be prosperous. God said you'll be prosperous, they lay anointed oil, they soak you in oil for 31 days. And then they pray for you on the mountain for 40 days. Come back and be a fool, you never test prosperity. Even though God has spoken it. Are we together? Yeah, so people constantly, you are little in your own eyes. Never look at yourself to be big. When people are praising you, and they should do it. And when they are doing it, you in your own eyes, you should be humble. Are we together? Maybe I've never heard it this way, there I'm saying it. When people are praising you, and people should praise you when you are good, when you can sing well, and then nobody around you is telling you you can sing well, those people are hypocrites or jealous, or they are doing the wrong thing. They should be able to appreciate your voice. They should be able to celebrate the gift of God in your life, three of us. They should be able to do that. You can play well, people should celebrate your skill. When they do it now, you on your part, you should be little in your own eyes. All together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Alright, number 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you getting something at all? Number 3 test is willingness to serve in the house of God. And willingness to serve humanity. Willingness to serve in the house of God and willingness to serve humility. Philippians 2 from verse 5 to 9 also. Hallelujah. Talking about the service of Jesus Christ. Now, there's no level of lifting. There's a group, we call them full gospel businessmen. Have you ever heard of that group? You have heard about those group? You know that you can go to the toilet, you're about to enter the toilet. The person opening the door for you is a billionaire in dollars. Have you read that book? Yes, that's the way they are. They are a lot of rich people. CEOs, wealthy people, but they can come and be sweeping the floor. But some people cannot be humble once they are lifted. Do you know how busy I am? I work in UBA. In fact, I'm a top managerial staff. Poor salary. They cannot become to choir rehearsal on Saturday again. Sunday morning, they can come the time they want to come. A small limit. There are people that have tested height of greatness. The first billionaire in dollars in the world, in America, John D. Rockefeller. Do you know him? The first billionaires in dollars. He was a dedicated deacon in his church. Dedicated. Billion. Do you know what is 1 billion at all? Hallelujah. That's even before. Rich, heavy people. Are we together? Now, another sign of humility is your maintained spiritual activity. This is why you're oblivious, man. Now, there are people that once they get wealthy, they cannot come for night vigil. While they get wealthy, they cannot study their Bible as they used to. No, the problem, that is why I said, Some people's problem is God that is supervising it. God supervises your poverty. Because once you are becoming wealthy, you will not come to church again. Do you understand what I said? Do you understand? When you are looking for husband, father, my husband, this December I will not spend in my father's house. 7 days fasting, 3 days fasting, 4 days straight, 31 days prayer retreat. Every prayer in local church you are there. Every program you are there. Once the baby come, you're no longer in church. Well, because the blessing have come, your Christianity, the last time you spoke in tongues for 30 minutes, you cannot even remember. There are many people that prayed for admission. Lord, if you give me admission, I will serve you. You give me admission, how many of us remember those days? Who didn't pray? All of us prayed, right? When you give me admission, I will serve you. And then you went, you got admission, chemical engineering. And then the introduction, they say, if you don't read, you graduate. I say, oh boy, God, you have to understand. I have to read. They never saw you in any campus fellowship. Never saw you in any program. You were there. You were just in your house playing music, coming for lecture, going to library. All together. That was your testimony. When I left my secondary school, I was I'm still smart, hallelujah. But when I came to 100 level, I was only going to church on Sunday morning. Only Sunday. It was book. First semester. Then one day I was going, if you take me to my school, I can take you to the exact spot. I was going to read in the night. Then I stood. I said, when I left my secondary school, till today people coming from my secondary school and say, we have heard about what you did. I met my lecturer recently when I went to him, said that I was telling my student about you. That is over 13 years ago. What you did. And the only people that could remember, what I was telling myself, the only thing I could remember for in my secondary school was for book. Nobody's life was blessed. God was not honored. I was just a good boy. I said, Father Lord, give me a 2-1 and I will serve you. Because if I said I want to make a first class, I will make a first class, but I will not be a serious Christian. That is the kind of person I am. I'm a choleric, and the cholerics are the kind of people that have difficulty with balance. If the first one area, they are only there. Three of us. Any choleric here? Is it true? Yes. So I was like, so God, give me a 2-1 and I'll serve you. And that was it. From that day, Monday, I am in prayer meeting. Wednesday, I'm in Bible study. I joined prayer meeting. I was almost in church perpetually. I know God doesn't fail his deal. Is it true? Yes. I said, when I'm leaving this campus, I don't want to be remembered for book. There are many first class in chemical gender I don't even remember for. Is that not true? Yes. But till today, people still call me, call me to pray and then remember. That was what I wanted. All together. Yes. So when this part of little, your spiritual does not reduce. Now that you are a copper or you are working or doing anything, let your spiritual not reduce. That means you are now proud. Don't forget, I said, one sign of prayer last week was carnality. When you are carnal, you are telling God, I don't need you. That's true. When you wake up in the morning and you wear your clothes and you step out without talking to God, what you just did is a statement to God. Not praying is a statement that I don't need you. Because if you do, you will talk to him. Waking up and going out without talking to God is a sign that I don't need you. And not saying something is a statement. Are we together? So when you are now carnal, you don't pray, you don't study, you're not concerned about the things of God. You are telling God, I don't need you. I can make it in 21st century without you. Hallelujah. Don't forget that you cannot make it. You can't. Tell your neighbor, you cannot make it without a spirit. Now, when I say spirit, I don't mean you can make it without the spirit of God. Are we together? Hope you know that. Are we together? I listened to the record label, the boss of one of the biggest record labels in Nigeria. The owner of Marvin's record. I won't mention his name, but the owner of Marvin's record. In case you know Marvin's record. He said something. How many of you know the owner of Marvin's record? Alright. He said something that to succeed in music is not all about talent. When somebody like that says something like that, it should struck you. Do you understand that? No. People don't celebrate the music because they can sing, because they can halib, they can modulate, that they can oscillate. See by that one? You can oscillate, you can do everything in the studio. Put it on YouTube. 6 subscribers. After 3 years. Yes. I'm telling you. You will never go far. People don't go. I told you, I was listening to, I went to the channel tube of one of the guys I was telling me the week. 22.5 million subscribers. 22.5. You are 22.5. When you know what anything about internet and then subscription, you know, that is a big value. That is a big one. What is this engine? People don't even hear what he's singing. But people don't listen to what they are singing. It's the spirit in the voice. Are we together? Nobody cares about what they are singing. Say, when Jesus says, nobody can say no. If that word is anointed, that is it. You can let me say, let that thing be anointed. Are you not singing Tambira Jehovah? Do you understand the meaning of Tambira Jehovah? If you got the song, it's anointed, two of us. You are listening to many tribal songs, evil songs. I've been singing many evil songs. I don't even know the meaning. But when you hear those songs, you know they are anointed songs. So people don't listen to the lyrics necessarily. They listen to the spirit behind the song. Are we together? So maintain your spirituality despite your living. And the last sign of humility is courtesy to lower people. Courtesy. When you have respect for everybody. In 1 Peter 2 verse 17, the Bible says, honor all men. Are we together? Honor all men. If you ever meet somebody that doesn't honor people that are lower than him, he's not humble. When you only respect people that are ahead of you, you are not truly humble. So what are the tests for humility? Number one I said was what? So if you pass that one, you can take it. Number two. Conscious self-abasement. This by divine upliftment. Yes, number three. Hallelujah. So just pass these tests across your mind. Have you passed it? If you have, then you are truly humble. Are we together? Not because you are bowing down your head. Well done, sir. Anytime you see somebody, well done, sir. Well done, sir. That doesn't make you humble. Are we together? When you don't see somebody, well done, sir. That doesn't make you humble. These are the things that is your heart. When are really teachable? I was listening to a story of Bishop Oyedepo. He said when he walked into the office one day in the north. Two people were in the office, a Yoruba man and somebody from the north, one of the pastors from the north. In the north, the way you honor people. How many of us, anybody from the north here? Anybody? Okay. But you have been to the north, these guys. Okay. In the north, the way you honor people, no matter how elderly the person is, you just bend your head like this. That's the way you greet people. Are you get that? Just straight, you wait for the person to stretch his hand, then you shake him and you bend your head. But in the Western culture, the people go in their way, Ekaros and Valia, all manner of things. Is that not true? But Bishop Oyedepo just walked in and the man from the north, as usual, well done, sir, just greeted him. And then the other one went in on his knee and was crawling. So the man from the north felt bad. He felt he dishonored him. He didn't know. So he walked into the office to apologize to him. That is in his words. Bishop Oyedepo said, don't mind it. It's not by those kneeling down. Most of them are more hypocrites. Not true. All together? Yes. So people kneeling down to greet some people is fake. You know, you have done that fake thing before. It's none of us. Have you done it before? You have honored somebody that you know, but really don't respect the person. Then of course you pick. Where is that? Just drop the call. Those actions you did after the call. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You have nailed down the greet people, but in your heart you are standing. They say, sir, but in your mind you are calling the person by his name. So that is not humility. It's the state of your heart when you can really be, really humble somebody, really honor them. Really be teachable, really be corrected, really be blessed. Are we together? Well, I'll give you a few benefits of humility. Humility says secure the blessings and the favor of God. Proverbs 22, verse 26. Humility secures the blessing and the favor of God. Hallelujah. Be not thou one of them that strike hands. But of them that are shorty for debt. All together? So the Psalms, not Proverbs. Psalms 22, verse 26. Psalms. Are we on? The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Okay, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Hallelujah. Now God will naturally favor and bless the humble. If you ever want to go up, you have to learn to calm down your head. Are we together? Learn to calm down. Nobody will ever lead a proud person. You must, even not only in the kingdom, even outside the kingdom. When you want to show pride, people will force you to be down. Nobody will leave you when he notices pride in you. How do you get that? You secure the people will naturally gravitate toward the humble individual than a proud person. Number two, when you are humble, you will be teachable. And then you will receive divine guidance. The Bible speaking is in Psalms 25 verse 9. He said, the meek will he teach his ways. How do you say that? Psalms 25 verse 9. The Bible said, the meek shall he guide in judgment. And the meek will he teach his way. That means God will not teach you if he notices that you are proud. Hallelujah. You will not receive divine instruction if you are proud. Now, these are the ways to succeed. Hallelujah. The way to succeed is so, 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 and so, and so, so, and so, and such. Many people have sat down under Pastor Chris. And they have never prospered. Why? Because they have refused to be taught. Anytime he's teaching, no, it's not like that. Is that not true? Many of them have sat down under Dr. Paul and Nature and have never tested power, not once. When he's teaching them the principle, they will never accept. So many people cannot really be taught and cannot be guided. They cannot really be instructed. Hallelujah. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. That means you are a sheep. Is that not true? Yes. If somebody is your shepherd, that means you are what? If somebody is your shepherd, that means you are what? Yes. A sheep. And the Bible says, he made me to lie down. That means if the shepherd said lie down, what will you do? You will lie down. That means if the pastor said, don't insult men of God. And they said, me, I will say what I want to say. You are not a sheep. You are a snake. You are a lion. You are not a sheep. When the pastor said, be here by seven, and you are not there, you are not a sheep. Because the shepherd said, do this, you should do it if you are a sheep. Is it true? Yes, have you ever seen, you can see shepherd guarding sheep. Have you ever seen somebody guarding lion? Even in wildlife, those that are feeding them, stay a distance. It's only a few people that have been able to develop a relationship with lions, and they are very close. Very few people. But even those lions, they are at the mercy of God. The day something touch, you are gone. They cannot be instructed, yes. Can you say, you 16 cobras, line up, follow this way. Are you passing somebody? They can't be guided. Why are you laughing? They cannot be guided, yes, because they are snakes. But you can tell sheep, I walk this way. You say, follow any man. He walk, all of them follow him. All of them. Because they are humble. Nobody can teach you something. No pastor can say anything. Every pastor is fake. Pastor Adeboye is fake. W.F. Kumuyi is fake. Onetche is fake. Who again? All the men of God in this country are fake. What we take to America? T.D. Jakes is fake. No man of God is correct to you. That's why you can insult all of them. Because none of them can teach you anything. You know, the Bible is with me. I can open my Bible. See your life. Hallelujah. See, look at the level. The fact that we don't even know is a sign that you don't know anything. But we know them. Hallelujah. You should be instructed. When they say something, when your pastor says something, you should do it. That means your heart is humble and you are teachable. Are we together? Yes. She said, I've been in churches. I'm still a Christian. I go to services. Hallelujah. I'll be in a service this evening also. Not to preach, to be preached to. More than I see people, when the pastor says something, they don't like, they frown their face. Why should you say something like that? It's not like this. Me, I'll do like this. I'll do it like this. For my culture, we are like this. We are Igala. We are like this. We behave like this. Because you cannot be taught. Cannot be taught. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So humility will make you to be teachable. To be correctable. Your leader in your unit should be able to teach you something. Is that true? The leader in your unit should be able to teach you something. Even if it's your maid. Do you know me? This is because I'm shaving my beard. We are not mates, not because we are in the same class doesn't mean we are grace mates. We are grace mates. Why are you in my class? Why are you in my class? Hallelujah. Not because we are serving together doesn't make us equal. Why are you serving with me? You should not be here. The fact that you are here and I'm the leader, you should listen. Is that not true? Your unit should be able to teach you something. If you are really better, you shouldn't be here. Hallelujah. So if you're in a union and then a leader should be able to correct you and everybody should be able to correct you. Hallelujah. Because an animal corrected one of the most senior prophets in the days. Is that not true? An animal corrected him. So you'll be teachable and you'll be able to be guided. Hallelujah. Many people have lost millions because they cannot listen to simple instructions. Many people are still broke because they cannot listen to simple instructions. Pay your tithe. I cannot pay my tithe. What is the pastor? The pastor is eating the money. Nya, 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 nya. Where does God come to collect the offerings? Is it on Saturday? How many people say, when does God come to collect the tithe? Is it on Saturday morning? I'll be in the church to see God collecting the money. I will not give the pastor the one eating the money. You can continue eating your 10,000 or 100,000 altogether. When you stop paying, is the church growing? Is the church growing? When you stop paying your 5,000 naira or 50,000, is the church growing? Have you ever had a dunamis church backed up because you stopped paying your tithe? Have you ever had somebody left the church and the church closed? No, you will be the one to suffer, precater. You will suffer. You will suffer. Altogether, that is the principle. As a pastor, if I don't pay my tithe, I will never prosper. I think Pastor David Ibiemi said that if he stopped giving his tithe today, at his level, he'll be broke. Because it's a matter of principle, it's like that. All together? So be teachable. Simple instruction can save you. Simple instruction, don't let the boy sleep with you. Then don't sleep with the lady. You will not hear your pastor. You will never listen to your pastor. But you not be firewood. I have to test. I have to try. I have to try it. And then you wonder when the guy starts snapping you 6 months into a relationship. Why would he slap you when he has slept with you? He has seen you naked. He has seen you vulnerable. A guy will take you. That is why God said, wait, because God knows men. Men take things for granted once they have access to it. That is true. Every man, including myself, once you have access to something, the value reduces. That is why God said, wait till he marries you. When he marries you, he cannot refuse. He must stay, even if he doesn't like you. Is that not true? But most Christians will not hear. The pastor doesn't understand. Killing me softly with his love. Yeah, it's love. It's love that is doing you. Hallelujah. That's why many people suffer because they cannot listen to simple instruction. Hallelujah. Simple. Simple. Don't sleep with him. Don't sleep with her. Don't create a scenario where you'll be vulnerable. Only two of you in the room. And you're playing Davido or Lamide. 7 p.m. Nobody's around the house. The rain is falling. Don't forget, you have prayed for angels. Angels of God, help me. Angels of God. And then God has released angels to come and help you. That atmosphere you have created is stronger than that prayer. The angels will leave. Hope you know that. Atmosphere you have created is stronger than the talks you spoke. Before you know, you are saying, Lord, have mercy. I didn't know how it happened. You know. You know your belt has hook. Did the hook fall? You pulled it off. You never hear simply the truth. Many people cannot, because there is nothing that people are doing today that they have not been taught. They have said it in the church one time or the other, two of us. They have said it. They have said, honor your father and your mother, but people will not do it. Respect your father even if he's a smoker, is an alcoholic. Respect him. Is that not true? That's not what the Bible says. That doesn't mean the Bible says, obey him. The Lord doesn't mean he says, go and smoke. You go and smoke. No. But when he sent you, you should go. He said, when he says sit down, just not talk to your father, back to your father. Point your finger at him. Cause you don't pick his call and you don't return his call. But not many people do that. Miss your father's call, many people don't return it the days after. Miss your mother's call, no matter your closeness, that is disrespect. You don't miss your boss call and your respect, you don't respond it back. Three of us. How many of you miss your boss call, your office that pays you? You see his call, you pick it. Even in church, people step out to answer their calls. Not true? Yes. People all know your father that it may be well with you, but people will never do it. They have been taught all these things, but people will never do it. Hallelujah. May you receive a meek heart. Another benefit of humility is you will have peace with men and with God. You will have what? Peace. Hallelujah. In Romans 12 verse 18, Romans 12 verse 18 says, as much as is life within you, live peacefully with all men. Is that correct? If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Altogether, that means it is true that you cannot be in peace with everybody. Is that what he's saying? Is that what he's saying? That means if it be possible, that means it may not be possible. But if it is possible, as much as lieth, there are people that have declared persona non grata with you. They just, you know, persona non grata, like, we are no longer friends. Not because you did something wrong, but because they hate you. But normally when you are proud, people will not normally gravitate in your area. People run away from proud people. Because when you are proud now, when we have a misunderstanding, you can go away, just there's nothing about what is it. Why are you even doing? For the seven years I know, what have you done in my life? Then you can go away. Everybody can go out of your life because you are proud. But when you are humble, the Bible said the meek will settle quarrels. That's true. When you are humble, you apologize and be ready to reconcile. Many people have had many enemies. Tomorrow, in the next 50 years, you make enemy every week. Very soon, you go to a kitchen, you have an enemy there. As you are lighting from the bus, your enemy you meet. You go to a place, because you have a lot of enemies. From secondary school, you have a lot of enemies. Hallelujah. But humility will make you live in peace with everybody. You are not the best to... Did you hear what I said? Now, this thing I'm saying is not only Bible that said it. Listening to secular people. The world can do without you. What do you know that? If I die today, all of you will be in another church by next Sunday. True? If a pastor die, church will continue, two of us. Will church continue? Yes! That means you are replaceable. So people tell us to calm down. If you are not around your husband, some people will marry a wife, especially men, 6 months after you are dead. The reason why they don't marry is because the people will not say, it's so soon. That's why most men wait for 1 year or 2 years. On your burial, he's supervising already. I'm telling you. I was in the burial with a guy, and then they asked the lady, and on her wedding, how did you meet? Then the lady said that on his mom's burial. I could not believe my ears. So his mother died and he was crying, but he was actually looking at himself. See, that's the point. That's the point. Because you're replaceable. You must not be at peace. When I learned it there, my head calmed down. If you're not around, the program will continue. Hope you know that. And somebody coming behind you may even do it better. I heard a testimony of many people that said that my second husband was the best gift from me. But when the first one died, yes. That's why people must learn to calm down. This thing, you must calm down. When you are off the scene, things will continue. You are not the best. Miss World last year, she didn't win it this year. Somebody else will win. When they made that, the factory of beautiful ladies did not cease. If you think you are smart, there are people that are smarter. Exponential 37. Very smart. Have you ever made those quizzes of small secondary school students? In exponential, see some serious question, the answer is in split seconds. Have you made it? Can you do it?